I'm Raf.
And I'm Raf.
We're Raf.
Raf Farisco of the Far From Vesuvius podcast. That's Raf Pizarro of Calcio Napoli Club. Just rant about Napoli.
We'll just, let's go for it.
We're going to rant. We're going to match report. We're going to talk about the games. We're going to talk about topics. You leave comments and we'll read your comments out, question.
All right. Quick stats.
Yes. Throw the stats up there. On to a nice little segment that we're going to call the Beast of the Match.
The who's beast in it for the Napoli team. Let's see.
But follow us on Facebook. Rafael Rispo, Ralph Pizarro, Twitter at RafaNapoli83. That's me.
CNC USA 26.
I want some feedback to the show. What do you guys want to see? What do you want to see more and less of? This is going to be a show for you guys too. I want a lot of comments.
We want to rant about something. Let us know if you want us to rant about something.
I promise you, we're not going to agree on everything all the time.
We won't.
We're going to yell at each other every now and then.
Come and rant. This is what it's for. We want to give you a space to let loose so you can do it here.
Well, that's going to do it, Ralph. You know, were we boring enough for you?
I don't know. I think we were great.
Let's get to it.
Madonna do Carmen, aiutici tu.
And benvenuti, fellas and bellas all over the world. Welcome to the Raf and Raf post-game rant. We got Rafa Rispo, we got Peter Scala back in the house, and Napoli defeat Juve 2-1 at the Stadio Maradona, guys. Big win today, guys. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Let's get this rant on the road, guys. I know you're happy, guys. Let's get into the stats first, and then we're going to talk all about the game, all right? Let's do it. All right, here we go. So, Spalletti starts at a 4-2-3-1 today. Here is your lineup right here. Ospina in goal, coming back from Colombia on a chartered plane, barely gets any sleep, starts in goal. He did give away a goal today, but it's all good, coming from a mistake. Now, starting in our back line, Mario Rui, Koulibaly gets the game-winning goal today. Manolas with a little mistake in the first half, and then Di Lorenzo looking a little fatigued today, but that is our back line. Anguissa getting his debut game today against Juventus, and what a game did he have. Fabian Ruiz lines up right next to him in our starting attack today, guys. We have Lorenzo Insigne, comes off in about the 72nd minute with a little tweak to the little scare there, but we'll see what happens. Elmas starts in the middle with Politano lined up right next to him, Ozing him up top. We saw our substitutions today. 89th minute, starting from the back down. We had 89th minute, Malcui comes and replaces Rui. We had Unas coming in for Elmas with that yellow card. Tries to make an impact out of game. Lozano for Politano and Zielinski for Insigne in the 72nd minute. Ozinem cramping up in about the last, like the closing minutes of the game. We see Spalletti putting in Petagna for him. Again, goals coming from Koulibaly with a header. From a corner kick and Politano. Moving on, guys. Moving on to the stats. 67% possession for Napoli today. I mean, I don't want to say dominated the game, but they certainly had a lot of control of the ball today. 33 coming from Juventus. 18 chances created by Napoli, 5 from Juve. All scary chances, but 5 for Juve. Yellow cards, was a light game, not too rough. 2 yellow cards, Napoli, 1 from Juve. No red cards, thankfully. 13 corner kicks from Napoli, 1 from Juve. 91% pass percentage, 81% for Juventus. Now, game shots, really exciting. 25 shots from Napoli today, guys, compared to the Juventus 10 shots. We have 9 missed shots, 4 for Juve, 6 on target today, 2 going in, obviously, 4 from Juve, 10 block shots from Napoli, and then Juve having 2. So, super exciting, guys. A lot of action today, man. A lot of action, kind of. But, man, let's, guys.
Oh, baby.
A win's a win, right? A win's
oh,
a win.
Baby.
And we got
a win is a win. A win is a win, and you know, to put it simply, Napoli are 8 points ahead of Juventus in the first 3 matches. I'm just so excited about that. There's so much to talk about. What a rough start! Like, actually, the start was okay. The first 10 minutes was okay, and then we give up the goal. You know, Manolas error. You just a little bit lazy in the back pass. You know what I mean? And Morata capitalizes, And the first half didn't really look that much better from there on. You know, it just was a really stagnant first half. Yes, we kept possession. But in the final third in the first half, it was just really not looking great.
And then we make the switch at the halftime and
all is well in Napoli land. I don't have words. Yeah.
Napoli beat Juventus 2-1. And it's just because I didn't want to get ahead of myself. I stopped. No. I didn't want to get ahead of myself, Ralph. Okay. We'll cover everything.
All right. Let's take it.
My feeling is just so great. You know, like I feel so amazing about this win. It's just one of those wins that champions grind out and get.
Peter, let me just get your reaction so far. We'll take it from the first half and move on. Talk about the game, give our game reactions, but just your overall feelings to start off.
I mean, Napoli beat Juventus. Like, it doesn't get better than that. You know, you can say whatever you want about the game, but they got the job done, and it was awesome. It was just it was amazing.
Well, certainly a tale of two halves, right, guys? I mean, I'll admit, like, that first half, I'm not sure. I was impressed with both teams. I'll be honest. It looked a little static. I remember we were in the chat, in the CNC Discord chat, and we were kind of going back and forth. And it almost looked like the field, nothing was moving. Like, it didn't really feel there was so much energy on the field. I know there was a lot of players, who played on international duty. So I can understand why the intensity wasn't as high today. But you know, obviously things change in the second half. Now, let's talk about from the first minute. Now, we see, I don't, help me out here, guys. We have first of all, Juve comes into this game. They had, you know, Allegri didn't start a few of his boys from South America. He wanted to rest them. Do you think that was a deciding factor in this game? I mean, do you think
it
helped Napoli or it didn't help Napoli?
It helped Napoli.
For sure. Yeah. You can't really forget about the fact that Dybala, Cuadrado, Alexandro, they missed the game. You know, this was a game that, and again, you know, and Ospina played and he came back, you know, at the same time, you know, as they did. But he's a goalkeeper, and you know, goalkeepers can play every couple of days. Outfield players it's difficult for them. Right. Juventus Allegri decided to rest them. I think it was a better move because we saw last season when Napoli beat Atalanta 4-1, the same result of Duvan Zapata and a couple of other South Americans coming back for Atalanta, and they played, and it wasn't a great idea for them to play. It was right after the international break, and we beat them 4-1 at the Maradona. This time around, you know, it's an issue with the South American qualifiers. They need to figure out how to have their last round of matches a little bit earlier than a Thursday night, where there are games going on Friday. And say, you know, yesterday Lille played in France, right, and today you got a full slate of you know, club fixtures. And it really did benefit Napoli, and all of the worries that Napoli had kind of went away when we found out that Ospina was going to play. It had a very big impact on Juventus and their approach. I like what Matteo Bonetti said at the end of that game. You will never see Juventus line up the way they did again today because of all of the missing players, you know.
Right.
Also, you might see more of Moiskin instead of coming in the 81st or second minute. But, right. FNS Forever says Juve was tied 1-1 and was still parking the bus. You know, and he's kind of making a joke about it there, but it's true. If you ask any Juventus fan if they'll take a 1-1 away at the Maradona in these conditions, in these circumstances – absolutely, they would have, for sure.
Yeah, but, well, about Juventus parking the bus on 1-1, for the full squad, they probably, that's the way they're coached. That's what he always
Very does. Good point. Very good point.
That's just how they play.
Definitely. I was that first half for me was just lacking intensity on both sides. We see Juve kind of sitting back. I get it. Maybe this 4-4-2. To me, they played a little scared today. I don't know. I didn't see quite. I was expecting more of a press from them. Had they done that, maybe the result of this game could have been a little bit different. They just didn't give Napoli any trouble. They didn't give them any pressure. Our defense, granted, we didn't do that great moving forward, at least in the first half. We certainly saw more intensity in the second half. But by the first half, I mean, our defensemen were just kind of like back there passing the ball back and forth with no trouble whatsoever. Granted, we see a mistake, a soft mistake from Manolas. Maybe he got so comfortable back there that he thought he would have been all right. And then I believe who was it, Morata, that put the pressure on him, takes the ball, scores the goal. It was, and I'm just like, ah, man, I hope it doesn't come down to this. Yeah. I really hope this is not going to end 1-0 on a stupid mistake, because I knew the game was going to be tight. I had a feeling the game was going to be tight. I would have taken a tie as well, to be honest. But Juve, no fire. No fire at all during the whole game. I don't care who they're playing. I mean, you're known to have a bench, right? Juve's always known to have this kind of second squad. And I don't know. I just wasn't impressed at all from either team on the first half. I didn't like
it. In the first half, no. In the first half, you're right. In the first half, you're right. Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, Napoli started off really well. Possession, they had possession of the ball, you know, a couple of chances at the end. But besides, you know, on the Juve front, besides the goal, there really was not much, you know, from them.
Right.
Vice versa for Napoli in the first half. You know, it looked to me like there was a feeling out process. You know,
right.
I God knows I love Politano, but he holds on to that ball for way too long. He's got to learn how to get rid of that ball.
Just you too know, predictable.
Too predictable taking those. Like Insigne is a predictable at a point, you know, to a point when he has the ball doing the T-to-J, everybody's expecting it. But he does it so well that, you know, it doesn't matter. Politano and his predictability is a little too predictable.
Right.
Nine times out of 10, he's taking a shot. He scored the goal to equalize today, which is great, but that was on the heels of a mistake by, you know, Chesney again, you know, and Politano was there to bag it, you know, and great. And I'm happy for that, but I really, really think we were missing Lozano on that side today.
Possibly. I mean, it certainly was a game of goals of mistakes today, right? I mean, kind of like that. Pete, what were your thoughts about that side, that right side today?
Overall? I mean, the first half as a whole, Napoli did have they did a lot of nothing with a lot of possession. I don't know. The goal Juventus scored was maybe the third time they touched the ball in their attacking half. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a gift, a wonderful gift. But you know, maybe there should have been some better communication that Morata was pressing him. But yeah, I agree. Politano can be a little bit predictable when he has the ball, but he does his best work off the ball. Like for the goal that tied it, he had nothing to do with that play. He read where the ball was going, mm-hmm. and he made a run. You know, in soccer, you always got to make a run towards the goalie, especially someone like Chesney, who the past two games has been just dreadful. Like you had to jump on that, and he did. And that's, mm-hmm. you know, if he's predictable with the ball a little bit, with everything that Insigne brings on the left side, I can deal with him being predictable when he has the ball. When he's off the ball, his movement is it drives defenders crazy.
Right. You know, we didn't quite see as many overlapping runs from Di Lorenzo as well either today. I think he kind of stayed back. You know, Mario Rui was moving up a lot, which, you know, it's going to cause Di Lorenzo to have to stay back and kind of line up with a three-man defense to help out.
But Rui played well today.
Rui did play well today. Mm-hmm. I was about to say that.
That's again. Third match in a row. He's played really
never
well.
Never shoot the ball again. Just never. As long
as he
never
shoots.
I agree. I don't blame him for the opportunity of taking the opportunity. I think if he saw the opportunity for that shot, you know, saw the opportunity, he went for it. But I mean, even in, you know, it was a free kick that he sent into the box in the second half that really looked good, you know, and I think he played really well today. He's got for a handful of incidences that happened, he gets a lot of shtick for it, you know, and I don't think he deserves it that much. I mean, he's not the answer to left backs, but he's not as bad as everyone really thinks he is. He's not. It's my opinion, but it's also kind of true. You know what I mean? It's also kind of a fact. You know, he's not terrible.
Right. I think he did his due diligence today. I think over the past three games, he's been trying his best. And I don't know. It's all we can really ask for the guy. I know, you know, lots of people gave the market, you know, kind of like a thumbs down because we didn't acquire the coveted left back in Emerson or whatever. But
I think after this game, that proves the market wasn't that bad. Because
it wasn't that bad, right?
Well, we'll get to that.
We got a lot of season left. Yeah, we got a lot of season
left. We'll get to that. But, you know, we take the equalizer off the Insigne shot, right, that was saved by Chesney and put in by Politano.
Right.
And, you know, but before that, too, but after that, Napoli were just a different Napoli. I mean, the stuff in the midfield from Frank Anguissa, man, from Zambo Anguissa, was just a stuff of legends, dude. Like, he could not have had a better debut. You know, speaking of debuts, you know, the fact also that Spalletti has won 3 out of 3, you know, only one other manager for Napoli's ever done that. And his name is escaping me. Spanish. Rafa Benitez. Rafa Benitez. In his first three matches was unbeaten three out of three. And now Spalletti has done it. Spalletti's only ever beaten Juventus twice before. He beats them today, you know, and again, at halftime, we take Elmas out and put in Unas, and Unas playing in the middle for me was really surprising. I thought that I could have swore that he was going to come off for Politano and play on the side over there, but they kept Unas in the middle. And for me, you know, and who said it? I think it was Vincenzo who said it in our last post match against Genoa, said that Unas could play a central role, sort of how Mertens does too. And you know, their play is very similar. And today, he proved it to be pretty true. I think Zielinski coming in and taking over that role when Insigne pulled up with his little knock was good for Zielinski to get some movement in his legs, you know, to keep him moving. But I think Unas did very well in that role, and I think that helped us kind of open up some space for, you know, we got to Victor Osimhen a little bit easier too. And I'm not knocking Elmas and his performance, but really none of the team did that well in the first half to garner any sort of, so a change had to be made. So we take Elmas off, put in Unas, and then, you know, the rest is history. We go on with the second half, and second goal comes from another mistake. Kalidou Koulibaly getting the tap in the 85th minute to seal the deal, you know, avenging the own goal from 2019, but bagging that winner like he did in 2018. Very poetic. Very. I think Koulibaly is such a fixture in the Napoli Juventus, match. It's just so great how he's always the protagonist in it.
He's definitely proving why he's one of the best players on Napoli, if not the best player on Napoli, and why he's so important to the squad. There was somebody in here talking about, here was a Matteo. What about Koulibaly and Osimhen hitting the Tita G's?
Yeah, Koulibaly. Yeah, he had a couple of chances in the first half. Yeah, the end of the first half, he had that one shot. Yeah,
that was part of the, like, yeah, your best attacking opportunity shouldn't be from your center back shooting from outside of the box. In the first half,
but it wasn't a bad hit.
It wasn't. It was. I thought it was going in.
I'll say that I love when Koulibaly moves up front. To me, every time Koulibaly does that, he's trying to send a message to the team. This is my opinion, of course, but I think he's trying to send a message to the team, like, yo, let's go, let's move forward, please get something done. Because if your center back has to do that, I mean, what does that tell you about the performance of the midfield, about the performance of the strikers? And when he gets up there, man, I really feel like he's trying to take, he's trying to lead the charge and saying, hey, let's go, let's go. So it was good to see. And I think he deserved that goal because, to me, again, we're going to get to the BOM, but for me today, Koulibaly was my man of the match. I don't want to get too far ahead. But we're going to the second half, guys. And immediately we see more energy. Now, Unas comes on in the 45th minute. He comes off for
Elmas.
Elmas, right. Elmas with that yellow card. And listen, no knock to Elmas. He did okay. He had a few chances today. I believe he had a header. He tried. He had the yellow card. Huh?
It wasn't his game. But yeah.
Right. It wasn't his best performance considering the past two games. But I think we're going to see more from him this season. Wasn't his game, like you said, Peter. I'm with you there. He gets taken off. Unas comes in, and I believe who I think it was Matteo Bonetti, and I agree with him because I said this all the time. It was the one thing I didn't like about Unas was that sometimes he thinks he's the best player on the pitch, and I agree with him a little bit. I think he has some great ball control.
It just for me it says that he's very confident in himself. And sometimes that confidence you need, whether you're a great player, a good player, or whatever, you need to have confidence, you know?
Yeah.
And but he was too confident with that one shot he took, I guess. Sean's right. But still.
I gotta admit, I was wrong with him. I wanted Napoli to sell him. Now it was to get a left back. But I thought that was a really good substitution bringing him on. And it just goes to show the level of experience we have a manager now that we didn't have last year. I'm not knocking Reno. I'm just
No. But we agree.
He it changed the game. There was somebody fast in the middle. I thought it was going to be more of the like I talked pregame, it was going to come from the wings. Maybe the first goal kind of did, but once Onas got brought on, it completely changed the game. And we didn't see that with Napoli last year, where they stuck with one game plan and they just kept doing that.
Yeah, right.
First half wasn't working. They brought in the substitution and they kind of changed the way they were playing. And, they got two gifts from Juventus and it worked out. So
I like it. He definitely brought on a little bit more intensity to the team, which is what I wanted. I was waiting. I thought Lozano was going to be the first substitute today for Politano. I thought that was going to happen immediately, but whatever. It didn't. Lozano came on a little bit later, but it's certainly been our bench that has been injecting kind of new energy into Napoli every game so far. Like it's like they're made. Granted, Politano scored the goal. I get it. By the way, 37 goals for Politano in Serie A, I believe today. After that goal, I saw a little fact.
That's impressive. That's good.
Pop up for him today.
That's good. More goals from that side, man. I mean, we were missing that for a couple of years, you know. More goals from that side. I think when Politano plays, he brings something. And I understand bringing Lozano in off the bench for the spark that we might need. But I'm a little more inclined to believe. I think that Lozano needs to start. You know, I mean. Kudos again to Politano for the goal. Thank you so much. You know, I love Politano as a player. Don't get me wrong, but I think Lozano needs to start these matches. I think if Lozano had started, we might have maybe made an impact in the first half as well. But
okay.
Hey, you know, I'm not going to complain. It's a great problem to have. You're talking about playing a great player, you know, over a very very good player. It's not like one or the other is bad, you know? So it's a good problem to have, yeah.
So, guys, I want to do the beast of the match real quick. I want to talk about that, and then we'll get into some more nitty-gritties about the team we'll get into a little bit more of a critique, all right? So let's do the beast of the match. Guys, everybody in the chat, please give us a like, thumbs up, give us a share, subscribe with us, show some support. Who do you think your beast of the match was today? Again, I said K2 man of the match, but who was your beast? Put it up in the chat. We'll put it up here. But let's go to ours now. Let's do it. Here he is, guys. Zambo Aguisa for me, guys. I had to pick this man today. He was pretty much consistent throughout the whole game. And you know, his first game on, he has to play Juve. He just got to the team. He barely speaks Italian. He did what we expected. He was dispossessing players. He was making decent passes. I mean, guys, chime in here. What'd you think? I thought for a first game, he beasted it today. He beasted it.
Frankie Boombats Anguissa, baby. Frankie Boombats Anguissa. That's my nickname for him. Frankie Boombats. This guy... absolutely. I mean, just a felt like a glove, man. It looked like he's been on this team since 2018. He reminded me so much of Alan today. Mm-hmm. He just is the guy I told you, man, the guy that we've been missing in the midfield. And right. I think it was like 35 of 36 passes made in the first half. I don't know the final stat, but he was absolutely amazing today. I couldn't ask for anything more from Frank Zambo Anguissa. I think that this guy's going to be a major player on this team. Major, major player. And the deal that we got for him, even better.
Petey?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue against him being the beast of the match. You know, Tony Khan's the gift that keeps on giving. For me.
Okay, Pete Scala, whatever.
But,
right.
You know, you can't ask for a better start to your Napoli career. Yeah, he reminded me a lot of Alan. You know, it's not. This isn't even against him. It's I wish the whole team's passing was a little bit more aggressive, but he held. You know, whenever it was him or somebody else, he held it down. Mm-hmm. I felt confident whenever he had to make a defensive stand or anything. Like it, I would have killed for him last year. What a difference!
Oh yeah.
Right. He was like a Bakayoko, but much better. I feel like.
I mean, he's way better than Bakayoko, that's for sure. One match in, and he's the beast of the match scoundrel. Pilot, that's right. One match in, dude. Like, I mean, and I know it's just one match, and we have to see the rest of him. But he's exactly what was said about him. I mean, he did everything that was projected of him to do in 3 days. Like, wait till he gets fully acclimated with his club. I think he's going to be a superstar on this team.
I forgot who, I don't know if it was Mateo or so, saying that he speaks Spanish. That's how he's been communicating.
Yeah, it was Jay at Napoli News put it up. Anguissa does speak a little Spanish, which probably helped with Fabian in the middle. And that's absolutely true. Absolutely.
So,
Didn't Spalletti coach in Spain a little bit too?
No.
No,
no. Spalletti was in Russia.
Russia.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
He speaks a little Russian.
But Spanish and Italian is very, you know, very familiar, you know. And Cameroonian, he speaks French, you know. The proper pronunciation of his name is Anguissa. So that's his name. This is the guy.
This is the guy. So definitely a lot to be excited by with Anguissa. Hopefully, you know, wish him the best of luck this season because, listen, we're going to need him. It was good to see Zielinski back on the field. Somebody had said early in their chat that he's not quite match fit. That's okay. He'll get there. He didn't have, you know, like a dire injury, a terrible injury.
A
bit of a knock.
Yeah, in my opinion.
Come back up quick again.
He might not have even seen the pitch today if Insigne didn't come up with his late knock, you know. And let's really hope that that's not serious either, because I'm really starting to get annoyed with this whole physio debacle. It's a debacle right now. We cannot lose him too, you know.
Well, looking ahead, had the water in his knee. Remember a couple days ago, like he had a swollen, maybe a couple weeks ago. He had some water in his knee, or he had.
I actually do not remember that. No, I don't remember that.
He had it was something like water in his knee. It was like swollen or something. He had a small issue. But at least he walked up the field. He stretched it out a little bit. You know, maybe
he didn't look in pain on the sidelines when they showed him, but you know.
Yeah, he had a little bit of grief, but it hopefully it's nothing that serious. Maybe it's just a little bit of cramping up. We saw Ozinim cramping up today. I mean, it's just like, I feel, again, it's this PTS. You see one of our players hit the ground, your throat goes down to your stomach because We had to deal with so much of it last season, and now we got to go through this again. Boy, we have our midfield already has took a huge knock. Now we're starting to see it again with the strikers. I really hope for the best here, and this is where depth is so important, and I hope for the best. Mr. Espresso Alex here says we need to invest in infrastructure and staff rather than players. Amen.
Why not both?
I'm on both. Why not both?
Yeah, I see where he's coming from, though. We have the players to play. You know, we do. We just need to get – the staff is okay, too. What's wrong with the staff? I'm just talking about the physio, you know. Something's up because you can't be pulling up with these hammies and, you know, bad ankles, you know, and – it just happens too often to Napoli players. I know injury is part of sport, but it's just too often with Napoli players. Too much too often.
Yeah.
Credit to the guys. They still got it done. Beat Juventus. That's the main focus of the day. No matter what, it's a once again, you know, backs against the wall, grind out a win. Once again, and this time it's on Juventus. You know, everybody out there is saying, oh, it's just Venezia. Oh, it was just Genoa. Well, now it's just Juventus. And yeah, they have 1 point from three matches, but that doesn't mean they're going to stay on the bottom. They definitely will be back up. Right. And, as I predicted, they'll just get into the top four. Yeah, so they're going to be back.
Venezia does have more points than Juventus right now. So, you know,
they do.
Might have been the tougher opponent.
Napoli are top of the table right now. If you look at it,
what a beautiful, it's a beautiful sight. Doesn't it look so good?
It right. Does. It stay looks, that it way just, too, man.
Shit. Dude, so we're sitting here talking and Rocco sends me a text message of a screenshot of his screen showing our post-match rant that he's watching right now. I'll show you the screen on the side right there on the right on this side here is the standings where Napoli is in first. And it goes down to 16, and you don't see Juventus in this. Oh, you do. They're 14. Okay. Napoli are here, and Juventus are here, and it's amazing.
Love it. SSC Napoli saying Sadi's fitness coach when at Napoli has returned this summer. Hopefully, things will get better.
That is a good point by Jay, and hopefully they can because he did have them running all over the pitch, and we didn't really deal with a lot of injuries that season except for Goulam. But you know. Right. That's just a Goulam problem.
FNS saying, if Manolas never made that back pass today, Juve would have never scored today. I agree.
Yeah.
They just didn't show enough. They did not press Napoli, like barely. They gave them so much time. Now, at the same time, Napoli, and again, you know, by the way, on the announcers today, Bonetti and who's the other guy, Rafa? I'm sorry.
Drake Cordero.
The
incomparable
excellent,
Drake Cordero.
Excellent commentating today, man. They hit the nail on the head almost every time, so I want to give a big shout-out to them because, again, Napoli, letting Juve kind of set up. They weren't bringing it. We said in the pregame rant, I wanted Napoli to bring it to Juve, give them some trouble. We didn't see it as much until maybe a little bit later. And things started happening more and more. We started getting more chances, but what wasn't too impressed with Juve's performance today and their ambition. I think they could have gave us a little bit more trouble. But
that early goal from them might have been a blessing in disguise for us because they scored it and then they sat back and did nothing all game.
Yeah.
And that led, especially Napoli didn't look that good in the first half. Mm-hmm. You know, Juventus had no reason to really turn it on and try to go for it. And,
right.
You know, we saw Napoli in the second half. So.
Right. You know, Juve, this is not the Juve that we saw, you know, over the past. I'm sorry. This is not the Serie A that we saw over the past decade. You know, Juve are going to get more trouble. Now, these teams are competing. We've been saying this since the beginning of the season that we don't know who the top four is going to be. Honestly, I mean, look, it came down to the wire last season. It's going to come down to the wire this season as well.
With more teams, I think. With more teams.
Exactly. Yep. They said with Roma now in the mix, with Lazio. We have all these dark horses that are threats. You can't just sit back anymore. Like, you got to attack. You have to attack if you want to win games.
Honestly, man, like when you, a lot of people say things like we got, you know, that the league got weaker that Ronaldo left and Lukaku left. And I think a lot of teams got stronger. I really do. I think Lazio got stronger. And I'm not trying to say, you know, from players coming in from other leagues, you know. We did get Moise Kean back. We did get Tammy Abraham in. We did get Anguissa now. We did get some players from other leagues in. But honestly, I think teams made the right moves to make themselves better. Inter getting Correa, Lazio getting Zaccagni, Inter again getting Di Marco and you know what's his name, the forward from Roma, Zecco. You know, I just think that most of these teams got so much better. You know, Milan bringing in Giroud and you know, Florenzi and the keeper, Maignan. You know, oh, Donnarumma left the league too. But still, I still think that now more than ever, the top teams are going to come. I said it very distinctly. I think that the top four are gonna be like separated by like five or six points, and I think the top seven, the European places, will be no less than like 3 points from each other. Honestly, I like you know what I mean. I just think that it's so tight this year, and who knows who's gonna. I think Fiorentina could break in. I think there's a tough match. I think Lazio can get into the Champions League for sure. There's no way Sadi's not going to go all the way for that, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just a very exciting time in Serie A. And Napoli being at the forefront without making that many great, you know, insane moves is just also another testament to what Napoli have in real life. We just need to keep those injuries down just a little bit and – that's it. Yeah, Lazio do play Milan tomorrow. That's going to be a cracker of a game.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I don't think anyone actually really thinks Juventus isn't going to be a player in, you know, Final Four, the top four. But yeah, Serie A, but it's wide open and it's exciting. You know, for a while, Napoli were the number two to Juventus's number one, and it was just those two fighting it out. And as a Napoli fan, like, those seasons were fun, but just as like a Serie A fan in general, like the league's growing and it's getting healthier and it's good to see.
Guys, 2-1 win defeat. You want to add anything, Rafa? I think we're gonna cut out of here soon.
No, I think I'm good, man. I'm just gonna go celebrate with the boys.
That's it.
And you know, spend the rest of the day chilling with them and watching some more soccer. I think there's a game on now. I believe it's Atalanta Fiorentina now. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to go enjoy that. I'm going to enjoy the matches tomorrow. And then we have Monday's rant, which is a big one, right?
Oh, boy. Yeah, we didn't put the ad out yet, Ralph, so don't make no announcement yet.
No announcement yet. You got to still wait. Still wait.
I'm going to put the ad out in a couple hours. So for dinner time, you'll know. You'll know. It's going to be a big one, guys. You don't want to miss it this Monday for the Ralph and Rafa rant proper. That's it. Napoli win. 2-1.
Yep. On to the Europa League against the Foxes. The Foxes of Leicester City. Yep. Yep.
That's
going to be a big one.
Is this Thursday coming up?
That is Thursday at 3 o'clock. The other game in our league, in our group, is on Wednesday at 10 a.m. or 10:30? Yeah, 10:30 a.m. Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. But yeah, 3 o'clock on Thursday, Leicester City against Napoli. Now, that is a story, though, Ralph, that maybe we'll save for Monday night. But
yeah,
there's a good chance that most of our players will not be available for that game because of travel and
the
entry to UK issues.
Right, it's their new COVID mandate and all that. But supposedly they're going to try to set up a neutral ground so they can avoid that. We'll see what happens in the next coming days for new.
Yeah, we'll have to check it out and see what breaks, and then we'll discuss it on Monday night.
Yeah, we'll discuss it. Anyway, guys, thank you again, Peter. Thank you for joining us today. It's been a pleasure. Rafa, great show as always, guys. Forza Napoli sempre.
Sempre.
2-1. Until next time, guys. Ciao, ciao, ciao.
Ciao.